Tam McEwen. Good morning.
Good morning, John.
And a special guest from Year 7 at Wickapin Primary, Jessica White. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us this morning. Tam, you have been a regular guest on the program, encouraging young people around Wickapin to, in effect, be your eyes and ears, but take responsibility for their community. What's this latest effort you're working on?
Basically, Thursday is the climax of the anti-vandalism school programme, which we've been delivering to all local schools in the Narrogin and Wickapin Shire area. And basically what the project entails is local police go into each of the schools and actually deliver a classroom lecture to all the participating kids on why vandalism and graffiti has no place in our community. And part of the task which we give each of the participating kids is to actually design for us a poster which aptly demonstrates why both vandalism and graffiti has no place in our community. And certainly this current project, which we've just bring into fruition, entailed 1,500 kids from Narrogin and Wickapin taking part in the competition. And certainly the level of artistic input that we've had from all the kids has been absolutely amazing. And what we do is we actually pick a winner out of all the posters, and that actually gets put onto a T-shirt which we distribute to all the participating kids. And what we hope to do through this is foster a sense of pride and assistance with the kids in relation to demonstrating why vandalism and graffiti has no place in our community. And it's basically what we've got now is we'll have 1,500 high-visibility little deputies out in the community highlighting the fact that vandalism and graffiti is wrong. And we're really looking forward to the kids spreading the message out there.
Jessica, from your point of view, why is graffiti not to be tolerated? What's bad about it?
Well, the main thing is it looks really untidy in towns around the district, and when it has to be removed, the Shire usually has to spend money on it. That probably could have been spent on other more important things.
So when you came to design your T-shirt, your poster, what did you think about?
Well, Tam had already told us that he wanted it to be simple, with a few words and a symbol, and it kind of needed to have limited colour and it needed to be bright and bold. So I chose bright green because I thought it would glow in the dark really well, and because Australia, it's kind of our national colour almost.
Yep. So how cool is that? A glow-in-the-dark T-shirt.
Yeah, it looks really good. We've already tested it and they really glow.
So what did you do? Hold one of the kids up to the light or something?
No, we put it in the cupboard and closed the cupboard slightly and it glowed.
And it glowed?
Yep.
How about that? So, do you reckon you'll be wearing your T-shirt around?
Yeah.
If we come to Wickapin, will we know you because you're wearing a T-shirt?
Oh, well, I don't actually go to Wickapin that much, so I'll probably wear it around the farm.
Yeah. At night, we'll know where you are.
Yeah. Dad'll be able to see me.
Excellent.